All right, everybody, welcome back in here, and as we work our way through this Christmas season, we have some events that have been going on for a long time here in the Wadena community, including the 95th annual Empty Stocking Fund Talent Program that goes on here, and we are joined by Diane Peters, somebody who has a lot to do with making that happen. Hi, Diane, thanks for joining us.
Hello, CJ.
And just, for those who don't know, just talk a little bit about what Empty Stocking is.
Empty Stocking is a program that is to help people in the area that are needy, maybe just even if it's only for 1 year, they might have had some issues. But it's a confidential referral that comes from the County Humane Society or Human Services, County Human Services, Public Health, Mojave, Ottawa. And from the schools, those schools include the schools in Wadena County, Wadena, Deer Creek, Bluffton, together, and then Bertha Hewitt, Verndale, Sabeka, and Monaga. So those schools, and then the Ministerial Association from those areas too. And they're all confidential referrals, so no names are out. No one knows about it. They all are given a number, and then they go by that number when they come to pick it up.
All right. And just talk a little bit about the talent program as well, kind of what all goes into that.
Well, the talent program is a three-hour program, and it's been broadcast here on KWAD for as long as I've lived here, and I've worked on it for many, many years since I've moved to Wadena. And it's been broadcast, I think Dick Hess and the coordinator of whoever was in charge of the radio station at that time set it up. So it's on the AM and the FM, and it will also be streamed on WadenaRadio.com. So this is on Wednesday night. It's a three-hour program from 7 to 10, and we have 23 individuals or duets lined up and seven larger groups of performances. So we've got a lot of amazing talent in this community and very, very generous of giving their time for this program. The invocation this year will be given by Pastor Ricardo Alcocer. He's the minister at the Joyful Spirit Church. And then Mike Ortman from the school helps with all the setting up the sound system as well as the radio station. You guys will be there too. So very nice to have everyone come together, and very nice this year especially because we'll be back at the Wadena Deer Creek Middle High School, and it starts from 7 to 10. It's a free program. Come out, enjoy it, and like I say, if you can't, then listen on the radio station. And there's a number that you can call during the program. This is only during the program to donate, and that's 218-632-GIVE. G-I-V-E, which is 4483, I think.
Yes, 4483.
Yes, same thing as give. So be aware of that, and we'd love to have you all come out and join us. But if, like I say, if you can't, listen on the radio. In the past year, last year we had 626 children receive gifts from this program, from the monies that's raised this night and also before. And then also there was 246 families that received received a dinner, a meal that is prepared for a Christmas meal. And there was $22,434 raised last year. And then this is used to purchase items. Also, they are in need of some volunteers. If anyone's willing to help pack or anything, they can call Kelly Wong, Nicole White, Melissa Sealhammer, or Brittany Rents are the committee that organized that part of it. So any of those people can be contacted, and if you have any time at all to donate. They are looking for one thing they're short on, they said, were boys and girls gifts from in the age bracket of 6 to 7. So if anyone is looking for something they want to donate as far as a game, a toy, clothing, that's the area they're missing, especially for the toy game area.
All right. And, you know, this program, like you just said, has been going on for so many years, and it's been such a staple in this community. And especially with the last year, 2 years, just with everything going on, how important is it to make sure that everybody comes in, donates, sponsors the program, and really helps give kids a full Christmas experience?
Right. It's very important for the support, because the more support we have in the area, the more we can give to each family or to each child. And it's just to make that one child have a gift to open on Christmas morning is very, very special, and start the magic of Christmas.
And, you know, just talk about some of the acts in this empty stocking program. Just kind of, what are some things that people get to see? You talked about solos and duets. Just how fun is that too, to not only do something for a great cause, but also give people a chance to show off some of their talent?
Right. It's amazing, because a lot of people, unless you go to the same church, you may see them performing or at school or something. But it's really amazing, the talent that is in our area. I can go through a few of the things if you want.
Sure, go for it.
Eric Rogenkamp is going to start it out this year with a tribute to America. And then I'm getting Miss Wadena 2021. I've got to put a little push in there for Emma Bushinger. She's coming back from college, and she's going to sing, and she's very good. And then we have Kathy Harrison and Marilyn Uzelman are doing a duet, and they're new this year, and Marilyn's daughter Kim will be accompanying her. Also have a new person that I haven't met, is Shannon Hagen, and she's going to be singing. Wadena's first princess, Kayla Lupkes, will also be singing. And we've got a couple pianos from Vanessa Hatia, Kalani and Lydia Oldikowski, and Libby Hartman, our students of Julia Wynott. They will be performing. And then we have a mother-daughter that will be playing piano, and the mom singing, Alyssa and Lori Runge. And then Heidi Nelson, and hopefully Corey Tackman from the radio station. He hasn't committed me a title yet, but I think he'll be there, and I'm going to he's preparing, I think. I hope.
We'll push him. We'll push him to get something going.
I might need that. And then Steven Anderson, who also is the director of the community band, will be playing piano and doing a fun little song that he's done before. Some of the bigger groups we have coming in are the Wadena Area Community Band again. We have Emmanuel Lutheran Church, St. Anne's Choir, and the Jazz Band from the high school, which is always fun to see. And then Lisa Weniger, who is the director, also helped put together a trumpet ensemble and a flute ensemble. And another student that's going to be singing is Simon Kreklau. He's saying quite a few different years. And another new one for the night is Milani Segovia. Her dad has sang. Robert Segovia will be singing also, but Milani is going to sing a song this year on her own. Couple other students we have are Grace Gallant will also be performing, and Alan Link is going to come back this year and do the Twas the Night Before Christmas. He does an amazing job on interpreting that. And Lisa Winter and Johanna Brunsberg will be playing the flutes again, or flute and piano. Suzanne Moe will be back to play. I think she's going to sing, actually, this year. And her husband, Alan, is going to do a Christmas medley. He always makes the piano jump. He's very, very good. And I recruited Lee Snyder is going to be playing too. She said if I needed her, she's always there for me, so I really appreciate her. And two other groups that are coming on this year, the Staples Area Men's Chorus. I'm really excited to have them. That's the first year that they will be here. And they're coming after they have their practice, because they have a show coming up this coming weekend, so we get to see a little bit of that show. And then at the end, Deb Haraldson has once again organized a combined church choir. So that's always really impressive at the end. And I will also get Mike Ortman, who will be there. Mike and Heidi are going to do a duet also.
It sounds like a full show, full of a lot of great local talent.
It is. It's always full.
Usually
there's a waiting list, but this year it seemed like there were a lot of conflicts, but we always had more people that were ready to step up So.
And that's always great to see. And just how great is it for you helping put this thing together to see this continue for another year and just to have this in the community?
It's very important. I think it's just, I volunteered on it. I hate to even say how many years, but ever since we've moved here, it's been about 40 years. And it's just, it's a lot of hours, but yet it's worth it. And it's just such a great feeling to see how the community comes together and how much support there is from this community. There's a lot of other things that they're supporting, especially at this time of the year. And just to see the amount of people that really support this program is amazing.
All right, and one last time here for the 95th Annual Empty Stocking Fund Talent Program that's going on December 8th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Wadena Deer Creek Middle High School Commons. And we have Diane here talking a little bit about that. And one last time, can you tell people just how they can help out or give?
Okay. Well, the tree trimmer spots are drop-offs if you do have donations are at Central Minnesota Credit Union, 1776 Clothing, Hometown Crafts, Miracles Ace Hardware, West Central Telephone in Sabika and Monaga, the Pioneer Journal, and the Wadena State Bank in Wadena, Bluffton, and Deer Creek. So those are drop-off spots. If you have monetary donations, they can be mailed in to P.O. Box 543, Wadena, or they can be dropped off at Central Minnesota Credit Union, where Kelly Wong works and is the director. She's the executive director of this committee too. So, and I'm sure if you run into Brittany Rentz, Nicole White, I'm missing one of them, Melissa CLM or Kelly, there's one more on that committee and I'm missing her. Nicole White, Brittany Rentz, Melissa Seelhammer, and Kelly. I guess those are the four. And then, or myself, we would also take any donation or anything that you want to bring. We would all be glad to accept it.
All right. And now as we're, again, talking about the 95th Annual Empty Stocking Fund Talent Program, Diane, is there anything else about the program, about what's going on? Just is there anything else you want to touch on and let people know about as we get closer to this thing?
I just to come out and support it, you don't have to stay the 3 hours. It's free from 7 to 10, and you'll just be amazed. People come and watch it, and they think they're going to stay for a couple performances, and they stay the whole night. But just come and go as you please. It's very informal. We'll have some waters and things there this year for the people that are watching. With COVID, we aren't having the cookies or the coffee, but we are having just bottled waters there for sure. And it is a 501c3 designation, this Empty Stocking Fund. It's a not-for-profit, so any donation is totally tax-deductible. So just a little reminder on that. But it's this Wednesday night, December 8th, at the Wadena Deer Creek High School Commons from 7 to 10 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Diane Peters. She's talking a little bit about, as she just said, the 95th Annual Empty Stocking Fund Talent Program going on Wednesday, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Wadena Deer Creek Middle High School Commons. Diane, thank you so much for joining us and talking about something that's been a staple in this Wadena community and has been and hopefully will be for years to come.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. That was Diane Peters there with the Empty Stocking Fund. Again, this Wednesday, go check it out.